Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
Jason, New York City is going to start third phase of the reopening. That happens July 6th. So that means indoor dining capacity is limited to 50% of maximum occupancy, and all tables must be at least 6 feet apart. So lots of rules and regulations, but it's slowly happening. We've talked a lot about the hospitality space and dining space. With us is a respected voice in the restaurant world, is Robert Irvine. He's chef and host of Restaurant Impossible, back for a new season, in fact, on the phone, joining us from Akron, Ohio. Nice to have you here with us. How are you? How's your world?
Carol, I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm doing what I do best, opening restaurants. So,
tell us about that. Tell us are you reopening and how's that going?
Well, we're on a trip, I can tell you, on a project to open 6+ restaurants in the last 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, I should say. But it's really interesting because you talk about the space and you talk about New York City opening 50% dining in. I've been in Mississippi this week where there's 100% option depending on where you are in that state. And I got to tell you, it's interesting trying to get the consumer confidence back. That is the biggest problem we have. You know, COVID-19 hit in March, 11 million workers, or food and beverage and hospitality workers, go out of work, 184+ countries shut down, and people are scared. People are fearful of restaurants.
So, Robert, how do you make them feel better? Like what's the way? I mean, obviously people want to be safe and they don't want to get sick, but is there something you can do or say? What's the thing that you can tell people to make them feel better?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have something called transparency. We have to be transparent in what we're doing in the restaurants to be able to make sure that both our employees are safe and the consumer is safe. You know, accountability and health and safety. We have a duty of care and responsibility to both of those employees and the customers. I mean, I've come up with an amazing group of people, not just myself, with a project and an app called Virus Safe Pro, taking protocols that we would have in those respective restaurants, hotels, motels, and bars, and putting it into an app. Very simple to use. But it really is, how do we let people know that we're doing the jobs that we say we're doing? And everybody's been to an airport, everybody's been to a bar, and you can see those checklists on the door said, oh, we've done this, we've cleaned the restroom.
Right.
We've done this, we've done that.
Right. Well,
you know, if you don't do it, what happens? People get sick. On the Virus Safe Pro, literally, I can geotag you. So if you're smoking a cigarette outside and you're saying you're cleaning the refrigerator, I can say, well, you haven't cleaned the refrigerator. Why haven't you done it? You know, again, it's accountability.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts Gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Well, you know, Robert, I was just thinking, listening to you, it's no different from kind of the restaurant ratings that we see in New York City, ABC. Combine that with the thinking of like an Uber and Lyft, where there's, you know, an app where if you go to a restaurant and you right away, or I'm thinking even some of the, you know, the food apps, you know, you rate it right away about what your experience was. There's a way of all of us kind of contributing to this to make sure it's safe for everyone.
Yeah, and that's what exactly what Virus Day Pro is. It's a mobile health checklist with verification software. That's what it does. It tells me that I've cleaned something, and it tells you that it's been done.
Right.
Just like those ratings that you know, once there is a verification check on the outside of your restaurant on the window, it's really simple. Folks can take the phone, check or take a photograph and verify the QR code, and it tells me exactly what's happened in that restaurant at that day, so I feel safe. All the protocols, the gloves, the masks, the social distancing, the refrigerator that was checked to make sure that it was in temperature, that this one was doing the toilet, this one was doing the table, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, we're going to make sure that the employees are following and performing all of those mandated measures and protocols that we set in place. Otherwise, nobody's going to those restaurants. Unless we get that consumer confidence back and we show that we're doing right. The right things, but they're not coming back, we're not making money.
Right.
And especially as now, where you're talking about 50% in New York City, where I am here, it's only 25%. So we've got to make up all that money for the other 75%, or in your case, 50%. So where's the revenue coming from?
Right.
So we've got to look at, are the hours extended? Are we got alternative revenue sources coming in? Is it carry out? Is it liquor? Is it, you know, all those things. And if people are not visiting, we're going out of business. And that's my biggest concern. 30 to 40% of mom and pop businesses will not be able to make it through this coronavirus pandemic.
30 to 40%, you think, of this, of the smaller sort of single-owned restaurants?
Yes, totally.
Wow. So what does the restaurant feel like? You know, if all the safety protocols are followed, Robert, how different does it feel if I'm walking in to have dinner?
Well, it gives you, if you check on the QR code, number one, and you know that these protocols have been followed, you're still going to be met by somebody that's wearing a mask, which is very unusual for us. We're not used to that, or a visor in some cases, and I've seen both. It's very unnerving, but once you get used to sitting down and the server talking to you, you have to have a mask on. The server brings the clean food. Somebody else comes along and removes the dirty plates. A completely different person, by the way. And that's a new norm. I don't think it's going to change until we have a vaccine. And even then, I still believe these protocols will be in place. And those that don't follow these protocols, we've seen what's been happening in those states that have not been wearing masks, not been doing these things. There's a resurgence of the pandemic. A coronavirus is coming back. And I've already seen in certain places in Tampa, there's some places, or St. Pete's Beach, I'm sorry, that have closed because of that. So, you know, we really have a, and I say this word because we use it in the military or the sentence, a duty of care.
Yeah.
Our responsibility to make sure that we make you feel safe.
I do feel like we're living in an era where there's a lot of responsibility upon all of us to change a lot in our world. Robert, thank you so much. Robert Irvine, chef and host of Restaurant Impossible, joining us on the phone from
17th
Akron,
season.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty
That's
amazing.
That's longevity in this media world.
Yeah.
For real.
That stuck with me, and that 30 to 40% of mom and pop restaurants will not make it through. Kate Crater, our restaurant critic, an expert, she's been talking to us about how hard hit that industry is going to be.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.